Well, as we approach the new year, it is time for a year-end edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
You made me cry.
Black hole sun, won't you come? There goes the last DJ.
Tom Petty, Chris Cornell, and Fats Domino, they're all musicians we lost this year. But there are other lesser-known artists, and for that, we're joined by KCRW DJ Eric J. Lawrence. Eric, welcome back, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Jeremy.
And let's get right to the music with the UK band Little Barry and their song I5CA. The drummer for Little Barry, Virgil Howe, died this year. He was the son of Steve Howe. Tell us more about Virgil Howe.
Yeah, so it's a tragic story. He passed away at the age of 41 back in September 11th. This was just on the eve of the release of this Little Barry record. He is the son of Steve Howe, had recorded with Steve Howe, the guitarist from Yes, on a number of different solo projects. But yeah, Virgil had been a session player for a number of different projects, including the Pet Shop Boys, had been playing with Little Barry since 2010. They have had sort of a little under the radar profile, but they did actually do the music, the theme song to the television show Better Call Saul. So they're definitely on people's radar. But yeah, just a tragic story. And, you know, this record is a really strong record and is unfortunate that it had been kind of derailed because of this. It does have sort of the unfortunate name of Death Express is the name of the album. So there's really just unfortunate mojo going on for this band. But Virgil is a great player.
And when you listen to this song, what stands out for you about Virgil Howe on the drums?
You know, it has that kind of vibe that is sort of popular in the past decade or two of that new blues, things like the White Stripes or the Black Keys that sort of do that. And he brings a sort of a British crispness to it. That I think is significant.
Okay, the next one we want to get to is Peter Sarsted, who is best known for his 1968 single, Where Do You Go To, My Lovely?
You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel, yes you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do.
Now, Eric, I grew up listening to the oldies station in my hometown, so I have heard a lot of music from the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. I've never heard this. What, is that surprising to you?
Not necessarily. He does qualify as something that would be fall into the category of one-hit wonder. And that hit, though it was a number one hit, was limited to the UK and a number of European countries. The single didn't really impact in the United States. But it was a distinctive song, and it was one that did resonate at the time. It comes from his self-titled debut album of 1969. He had a follow-up record that came out that same year as well. Those two records are really quite good, but he never had another hit, even in the UK. That song in particular, though, has been used in a number of different occasions, probably best known being used to good effect in the Wes Anderson film, The Darjeeling Limited, which is sort of interesting because it's a bit of an inside joke. Peter Sarsted, while British, was actually born in India and had begun his career playing with his two brothers who were also born in India. So this notion about brothers in India being using a song that has that connection in the context of a film about brothers traveling in India was sort of a little bit of a nod from Wes Anderson, who's very, very clever in his use of music in his films, for sure.
All right, next we have Piero Umiliani's Mana Mana. This is featuring vocalist Alessandro Alessandroni.
Manamana. 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 Manamana.
This one I definitely heard before, but Alessandro Alessandroni died in March at the age of 92.
That's right. In I guess he had been living in Namibia, of all places. He was a childhood buddy of Ennio Morricone, and he Alessandro was also a noted whistler. So in many of those films, things like A Fistful of Dollars or A Few Dollars More, it's Alessandro that's doing the whistling. That became kind of a trademark of his. But he also worked with Piero Umiliani, who was a another one of these Italian film composers in the 60s and 70s. That song was originally for a film which was basically kind of this exploitation documentary about sexual mores in Sweden. But, of course, I think most people recognize it as the song from The Muppets.
Right.
And so when you sort of throw this together, that the actual origin of this song, and yet that we know it from The Muppets, it was also used on The Benny Hill Show in the UK. But yeah, it's just one of those sort of marvelous stories, marvelous songs that I think are worth keeping in mind when we lose these people.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Eric J. Lawrence of KCRW about some of the musicians that we've lost this year, and we have time for one more. This is the North Carolina drummer and singer Grady Tate with I Got Six.
I got six, that's all there is.
Six times one is six. One times six.
He got six. I put mine with his, and we got 12.
Six times two is 12. Two times six.
I got six. You got six. She got six. We got 18 all together, if we can get them all together.
Six times three is 18. Three times six.
I got six in my right hand, six in my left hand, six on my head. You got six in your pocket. Put them all on the floor, and that's 24.
Six times four is 24. Four times six.
They should be singing this in the preschools and the elementary schools, Eric.
Well, what it originally comes from is the short animated segments Schoolhouse Rock that aired in between the cartoons during the 70s and 80s. Grady had a long career as just a very straight jazz musician, working kind of within that soul jazz vibe. He actually left his home state of North Carolina to move to New York in 1963 to be a part of Quincy Jones's band. And he played on, you know, dozens of records over the next couple of decades from folks like Jimmy Smith, Oliver Nelson, Lalo Schifrin, and many others, as well as records on his own as a leader. But for a certain generation, I think the people that grew up in the 70s and 80s, they would probably most recognize his voice from the couple of Schoolhouse Rock segments that he did. For that reason, I think he's definitely in the mind of a certain generation.
And again, he died at the age of 65 from complications from Alzheimer's. Now, there are plenty of people that we did not talk about here that we lost this year. Fats Domino, Tom Petty, Chris Cornell, Chuck Berry. Why did you choose to highlight some of these lesser-known artists?
You know, pop music is just so rich in these other stories. There's so many people involved. Whether they are, you know, some people that may not have been recording recently, so they're not on the tip of our minds, or they were session players that worked in a certain amount of anonymity. I really enjoy sort of when I learn about somebody that had passed away, digging a little deeper into their discography to really understand how they fit within this wider tapestry of pop music.
That's Eric J. Lawrence, a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Eric, thanks again, and Happy New Year.
Same to you, Jeremy.
6 times 12 is 72, 12 times 6.
But me, I got 6.
I got 6.
That's all there is.
That's all there is.
6 times 1 is 6.
6 times 1 is 6.
1 times 6.
1 times 6.
I got 6.
I got 6.
That's all there is.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. Just go to Spotify, search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.